This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Also happening Wednesday, representatives from Facebook, Google, and Twitter are scheduled to testify at a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing. They'll be grilled on what their platforms are doing to prevent meddling in U.S. elections, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Google's CEO is apparently sending a lower-level executive to the hearing, but Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg and Twitter's CEO Jack Dorsey will be testifying. Twitter has reportedly closed almost 800 accounts for coordinated manipulation, and
some of them are old, you know, so some of them have been around for more than a year.
Stephanie Miller is a senior analyst at Hite Capital Markets. She thinks members of Congress will ask,
why does it take so long? What are you doing to try to expedite that? Because you have to imagine that a lot of damage potentially could be done in that amount of time.
Miller says Facebook is also under pressure. It recently announced that it removed more than 600 fake accounts from Iran and an undisclosed number of Russian accounts. Clint Watts is with the Foreign Policy Research Institute. Watts said Facebook is facing a heavy lift.
You cannot screen fake news as fast as it can be made. And same thing with extremist propaganda.
Watts added that Facebook is trying to automate the process, developing artificial intelligence to do the screening. But for now, it's relying on humans. Facebook says it's going to double the number of people working on security to 20,000 by the end of this year. That's not cheap. Richard Greenfield is media and tech analyst at BTIG. He says Facebook told investors, look, this is going to cost us.
So you've got revenue slowing, costs going up, and the result is less profit than was previously expected.
Greenfield says revenues for Facebook this year will keep growing, but they'll go from around 50% growth at the beginning of the year to maybe 30% by the end. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.